Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. My God, I've never felt more just giddy. All over the place. I don't know what's going on. Tommy, what is happening? God.
This is the emergency podcast of all emergency podcasts. I cannot believe we're here. We've literally just recorded a predictions video where we didn't even mention about Lewis Hamilton and George Russell or Mercedes because they were locked in. And, of course, a few days later, it's like, okay, biggest bombshell in Formula One history.
I can't get over this. Lewis Hamilton is joining Ferrari in 2025.
Doesn't sound real. What is happening?
Are we awake right now? Am I gonna just be like, oh, that was genuinely, I would think this was a weird dream. I'd be like, Tommy, you never guess what I dreamt of last night. Lewis Hamilton joining Ferrari. No, oh, shut up, Matt. What were you? Do you have some cheese before you went to bed? You know what I mean? Like that.
What's
going on?
I don't know what's going on, especially because we hyped up silly season this year and all the driver contracts are out of contract. And then Charles gets announced at the same team. Lando gets announced at the same team. And we were going, oh, God, it's going to be the same, isn't it? But no, Hamilton drops the chaos bomb of all chaos bombs. And oh, my word, it still can't compute in my brain that this is happening. It is probably the most exciting, insane Formula One news ever, maybe. I literally can't remember a crazier moment in terms of, like, silly season. It's absolutely mad.
It doesn't feel real. Like, this does not feel tangible. You know, you see the announcement and you're just like, huh?
Huh? Yeah, the driver that was locked in. We've had these rumours before, especially, like, Hamilton joining Ferrari. It's always been a thing. So every time it comes up, you go, nah.
Yeah, because it has been rumoured before, yeah, hasn't it?
Many times. He's got a close relationship with Ferrari. He likes Ferrari. He buys, you know, he's bought Ferrari cars before, and he knows the president of Ferrari and things like that. But you always just go, oh, this is just silly season rumours trying to get a story. And then it's like, oh, it's being reported here. It's being reported here. It's being reported here. It's like, this is happening. Oh, my God. And this is unbelievable. I can't. It is just the most insane news ever. It's mad.
And this is how I know deep down that I love Formula One to the absolute core of my being, because I see that news and then I'm then just like running around the house, like, what
around.
Do I do? Like, we're texting each other, like, what happens now, Tommy? Like, not only Hamilton joining Ferrari, but then how does the domino effect? Is this the small domino? And then the big domino is, I don't know, Nicholas Latifi returns. Like, what's going to be the end thing here? Because clearly this is not just going to be a one move thing. This is going to cause chaos.
Utter chaos. This is what it reminds me of is, and it's also a similar time that when, if you remember the COVID year where we didn't actually start the season until later on, and it was announced that Sebastian Vettel was leaving Ferrari. And that caused a big domino effect. But it was for the year after, before the season had even started. And that is the crazy thing, that Hamilton is joining Ferrari. That is absolutely mind-blowing. But we're going into this season and he will be driving for Mercedes still. That, to me, is crazy. It's not even like it's happened halfway through the season. It's like, oh, okay, we've got another whole year of this. The constant rumours, you know, what if Mercedes are good? What if Ferrari get bad? Like, has he made the right choice? It's going to be crazy. And then, like you say, this is just going to be the domino effect that just causes absolute carnage.
So I think on that point, let's dissect what you just said there, because why now? That is a really good question, which I don't think is actually in our list of questions. Which is
someone did say why now. Luke Luke up high. Why before we've even seen the 2024 car?
Let me read that out then. Luke up high comes in with, why before we even see the 2024 car? Wouldn't Hamilton at least wait to see if Mercedes made a step forward before thinking about a move to Ferrari? It's a very good point. He's given up on Mercedes before he's even seen the car roll out in 2024. And you would think Lewis Hamilton, the statistical greatest of all time, has the flexibility to decide when he wants to go, you know, at whatever point of pleasing that he desires, right? Like, you would think Ferrari would take him halfway through the 2024 season. What I'm wondering is whether there is a chain of events going on here where Hamilton's had to decide sooner than perhaps ideal, because from a business perspective, from a driver's perspective, it doesn't make all that much sense. He hasn't even had testing and he's gone, nope, I'm done. Nope, all good. Especially as well when you hear these murmurs of, oh, well, the first time in 3 years the car actually feels drivable on the simulator, says Anthony Davidson.
Yeah.
And it's like, Hamilton's gone, no, I don't believe you, I'm out.
Yeah, it's crazy. The only thing that springs to mind is potentially the fact that Charles Leclerc has locked in this big contract with Ferrari, of course, and Sainz hadn't yet. So maybe it was that case of, like, if Hamilton wanted to do this, it has to be now. Like, it is literally a, like, take the leap now because Sainz hasn't signed. And we'll get into Sainz later because this is going to be another fascinating kind of aspect to it. But maybe that is it, that Sainz hadn't signed yet. So it was literally like, Hamilton could have these talks now. That's one side of it. The other side of it is that, my word, what is that W14 like that Hamilton sat in it and gone, peace, I'm off. Like, I don't think it would be that bad, but it can't be a great car.
He must be judging it from his previous experiences and going, well, they can't have changed it that much because we haven't had the regulation changes yet. So clearly Hamilton doesn't think that there is that they can close the chasm between themselves and Red Bull before 2025. So instead he's gone, well, you know what? I've always wanted to be in red overalls.
Exactly. So, it's that last roll of a dice. You know, he's not got loads of time left. Maybe he will stay for a bit longer and maybe he will want to see till 2026. But yeah, I think everyone was mentally prepared that Hamilton would end his career at Mercedes. Mm. It just seemed so certain. And for him to take that switch now is mind-blowing and so unbelievably exciting as well.
Now, Tommy, yes. I know it's usually fan questions that we read out, but I want to submit my own question, which is, so Matt P1 Gallagher comes in with, what's going to happen to Leclerc?
That's a very good point.
Because Ferrari have, you know, stated and been very clear that Leclerc is the golden boy. He is the number one, kind of. I mean, Ferrari haven't exactly executed the greatest of strategies with him. But we all believe that Leclerc was the one that Ferrari were channeling all their resources into to make sure that he stays for as long as possible to win world championships. And now Lewis Hamilton's joining the team. And Lewis Hamilton is not a number two driver. Now, on one side of me being a massive Leclerc fan, I am so excited to see how those two stack up against each 100%. Other in a team.
Yeah.
Like, I am so unbelievably Peggy 18 at thinking about that, right? But on the flip side, I am scared. I am absolutely petrified that Lewis Hamilton's going to come in and just wipe the floor with Charles and I then worry about what the future might look like. But that's just the pessimism inside of me.
It does make you wonder. Like, I personally think that Charles has the talent to be able to compete with Hamilton. I'm not saying he's a better driver than Hamilton, but, like, he is so unbelievably quick. I think he's one of the best drivers in Formula One. So he has what it takes, but apart from, like, your side, you've got to think what Charles is thinking, that he's just signed this massive new contract with Ferrari, and then they're like, right, your teammate is now 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton. And he's like,
oh, my God.
Oh, okay, because it would, there would, regardless of how much you back yourself, you are then like, well, they have signed the most legendary Formula One driver of this era, you know, a huge star. He's not there to be my number two driver, is he? Like, he's going to want, he's come to win the world championship. But I want to win the world championship for Ferrari. This is like my dream. And it, and it, that whole dynamic is completely flipped. Like, it's insane.
So there's a dynamic that you have been constantly bringing up on the podcast around Lewis Hamilton and George Russell. And if they have a championship winning car, they will take points off of each other. We then go to Lewis Hamilton with Charles Leclerc, which I think is even stronger in some senses because of Charles' love for Ferrari and wanting to win a world title with them. And then, of course, Hamilton wanting to get that eighth. That could be, as much as Charles is, you know, a very nice, polite human being, you do wonder whether there will be that clash between the two of them where both of their ambitions just collide. And it absolutely petrifies me. I know I said about Lewis Hamilton wiping the floor with him, but I don't believe he'll do it. I think that Charles will be there with him delusion, whatever. But I still believe Charles has the talent, especially in the races. We've seen that time and time again. And also, of course, in qualifying, he's an outstanding qualifier. But there is something that really concerns me, that Ferrari have found something, which is great. They've sold Hamilton the dream. Hamilton joins, wins the eighth world title, and Charles Leclerc finally has a world title winning car and doesn't win the world championship. Yeah. I would internally combust.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, it is absolutely insane that, yeah, you can't even claim that Hamilton has left because he's scared of George Russell, which, of course, there's no chance that's the case, because he was so good and wiped the floor with him really last year. And they had their moments where they were like colliding. And I did say that it's an interesting narrative where George is the future of that team. How long do they keep pushing it with Hamilton? Now that whole problem has gone to Ferrari, where you've got the young up and coming talent who has shown that he can win races. He's so loyal to Ferrari, but then you've got this. It's absolutely crazy. It's such a bonkers move for so many reasons. I absolutely love it. I am one of these people that have always wanted to see Lewis Hamilton join Ferrari. I think it's just such an exciting thing to see one of the greatest of all time and one of the most legendary drivers, probably like, arguably like top two or three, if not the most legendary Formula One driver ever, with the most legendary team ever, is...
with the most legendary up-and-coming world champion in Charles Leclerc.
But, like, what a combination. And that is probably why he's gone for it. He has been lured in by the love of Ferrari. Like, it shows that for all the memes and the jokes about, haha, clown strategy, all this, Ferrari can still bring in a driver like that because they're Ferrari. There's something about it. They are just... you know, look what Vettel did. Like, he went there. Alonso went there. Michael Schumacher went there.
Both of them had great times.
Yeah, well, exactly. And yeah, you can argue that Schumacher went. It went really well. But the other two, like Alonso and Vettel, went. It didn't work out. But Hamilton's seen that and he's still like, yeah, I want to drive for Ferrari. It just shows the pull they have.
I've actually realised what the last bit of pull that was necessary for Hamilton to join Ferrari. Do you know what it is?
Company car?
No. Well, okay. That. But also, I think Hamilton looked last year and saw just how much fun Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc had when they did the alphabet game with us. So I think Hamilton wants a piece of that.
He does.
I think he saw that, you know, he's going to get an opportunity to potentially film with P1 and gone, that's it.
He wants to do an hour podcast with us where we talk about his hair in a Zandvoort hotel. That is clearly the reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, next question. let's go with O2 Rachel D. Who would Ferrari base their car on? Seven-time world champion or possible future world champion? Now, I think this particular question is obviously slightly looking at, hey, what Red Bull do with Max Verstappen and all that good stuff, even though Alex Albon very eloquently explained that it's kind of based on Max Verstappen, but not as much as everyone says, and it's not like nobody else can drive the car. It's just that if you're the fastest driver, you are going to get, you know, preferential development paths and that sort of stuff. Hamilton can't just join and be like, I like it like this. And then Ferrari go, oh God, drop all the tools. We need to change everything to what Hamilton likes. I don't necessarily see that. Charles, of course, is the one that's bedded in, and Ferrari are just going to build a car. And then depending on how long Hamilton decides to stay at Ferrari, there may well be a shape in it, depending on how well they do. So I think it is very much based upon who is doing the best, because I know for a fact Ferrari won't make a decision on who they're going to actually back in this scenario, because
they never do now.
I can imagine they have a board meeting and they go, right, we've signed Lewis Hamilton. And then they all just sit around and go, so who do we want to win now then?
Yeah, they just seem, I think there is like, I wonder how much of it from the other side, like I said, that Hamilton sees that legendary Ferrari status and wants a bit of that. The other side, Ferrari, still want that kind of like, we're the biggest team in Formula One, we can get Lewis Hamilton on board. And they've not really thought it through properly. It's kind of like, you know, signing the two best football players in the world that play in the same position or something. And you're like, this is great on paper, but what do we do now? Where you kind of want that, but then you go, is this going to work? So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see if they do that. We've seen before that, say, 2022, Carlos Sainz struggled with how the car was going. It suited Charles down to the ground. Then Carlos got more confident. Then there was that bit in the middle of the season last year where Sainz was looking like the absolute goat and performing really well. So it would be fascinating to see which direction they go in. But for me, Hamilton is one of, if not the best driver in terms of adaptability, the fact that he's gone through so many eras. I know
Are Team LH listening to this? Because Tommy is gassing Hamilton up low tomorrow in this podcast. So just write it down, okay? Most legendary, most adaptable. Like this man, you're getting ready for a Shell video with him, aren't you, with the alphabet challenge. I see it already, Tommy.
But he is the most, like, I know he's not one in this new era, but like we've mentioned many times, not many people have. But he has adapted every year from like when he started to them completely changing the cars in like 2009, and he won again, and then they changed it again to like the hybrids, and he won again, and then they changed it to wider cars, and he won again. And he has shown himself to be able to adapt to these cars. So that's why I think that whatever the Ferrari is like, Hamilton will be able to drive it and get the best out of it. So, it's going to be so fascinating to see how it goes down, because the fact that they now have this driver dynamic, the one I mentioned so many times about the problem with George Russell and Hamilton being teammates, it's now just shifted to Ferrari, and now we see is Hamilton's idea literally the fact that he's going to give it a couple more years. I don't think this is the case. I'm sure you're going to say exactly the same, that no way is this the case. But two more years, I've driven for
Charles
Ferrari.
Charles Leclerc becomes
goodbye.
Double world champ. Oh.
No, but like he's driven for Ferrari and he's kind of ticked that off his F1 bucket list and he goes. He's going to want to win a championship.
I think that's the bare minimum is I've gone to Ferrari. I've always wanted to do. And then upwards from that is winning and world titles.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Now, something that, you know, I'm really interested to see is how Hamilton firstly copes with integrating into an Italian Formula One team, which is something that is not the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, they Ferrari expect you to relocate and all this sort of stuff and, you know, try and embed yourself in a team like Ferrari. But also, how is he going to cope when he has a 12-second pit stop at Hungary? Or how is he going to cope when they don't pit him for hard tyres at the end of a race at Silverstone? What I think he's going to do is he's going to pit anyway. That's what I'm really interested to see is, can Hamilton tidy up the areas where Ferrari are lacking and have been lacking? And this is what we've discussed before. If like a Verstappen went there or a Hamilton, oh my God, it's happening. Still doesn't feel real. But having someone like Hamilton go into Ferrari, I feel like he genuinely will just tie the loose knots and just figure stuff out. And he could win another 5 world titles with Ferrari. Probably not going to happen, but we are going to see what it's potentially like for Ferrari to actually work well, maybe. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. We, like you said, we've had those discussions of like, maybe Ferrari need to go back to the Schumacher era where someone comes in and they demand it. Like Charles Leclerc is an unbelievable driver. Like I've said many times on this podcast, and you have said many times on this podcast.
Don't say that.
His one, but his one slight flaw is that he's maybe too much of a nice guy, and he will come into the pits and yeah, he will just be like, yeah, great. Whereas things that come to mind is, you know, where, There were moments where Hamilton was going to, I think, pit for fastest lap in one of the races, and he knew his tyres were worn, and he remembered back in, like, China 2007 when he rolled into the pits. And he thinks about things like that, and that's the kind of thing I think that could really help Ferrari, where they go, you need to pit for inters, and Hamilton would be the kind of ballsy driver that goes, I'm the driver, I know exactly what these tyres are doing, this is what we should be doing, and he just does it. And that is something that I think Ferrari desperately need. And it's what it is, and it, to be fair, it's what Carlos has done every now and then. But Carlos has always been like maybe not as quick as Charles, but he's maybe got the brain power to like more of that racing
brain
mind,
power's
like.
Savage. I think it's more just the fact that he is more savage. I think that's probably more the case.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc
like,
has
more
a
brutal.
Very high functioning brain, Tommy, and you know brain power is.
Sorry, I meant.
I know what you mean. I just wanted to cover that one off. My God,
I'm not Charles calling Charles Leclerc stupid, even though he himself calls himself stupid. But yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah, he would. Basically be more ruthless and be like, no, this is what we're doing. And to have a quick driver like that and in that situation, yeah, that's why he's been so hard to beat. That's why he's won loads of world championships. So it's going to be exciting. But of course, it does mean that Carlos is, well, what happens
well,
to
yeah, that's a great question, Tommy. That is a question from Misa Iwaki. What's happening to Carlos? A big question. We have just done our 2025 driver team predictions, and I feel like Tommy might be onto something now because I thought he'd stay for another year, and perhaps he was going to had Hamilton decided, actually, I want to come. As of recording right now, we don't know what's happening to Carlos. We also don't know who's joining Mercedes, so we're going to discuss that now. And for Carlos, I mean, do you just see it being the route that you expected now, Tommy?
I do. There is, of course, now the fact that that's happened, there is a possibility that it could just be a straight swap for Mercedes. I do wonder if Mercedes now, with these rumours and how much maybe it's been, maybe they've been blindsided, because from what we've seen on Twitter, this has happened very quickly. It's been like, oh, I think this is happening, to, oh my God, it's happening. So you've got to think that normally these things appear out with constant rumors for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then it happens. So you've got to think that Mercedes surely didn't know that this was going to happen this quickly. They surely don't have a driver locked in already. And with these Formula One teams, they always like to do it where they like to save themselves the blushes, even if it maybe is quite a snap decision. They're like, oh, we don't want to look silly that Hamilton's left. We want to almost announce first, blah, 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 to Mercedes and things like that. So I think there is a possibility for Carlos to go there, because it would be that he's a great driver. I think he'd work very well with George Russell, actually. It'd be a quick driver pairing. However, I do think Carlos's best bet is to build that Audi team around him. And now he's got that perfect opportunity to do that, where
to go and
doesn't
drive,
have a drive
absolute
for Ferrari,
S-box for a year.
To drive S-box for a year, hope Audi build the engine of all engines for the new engine regs in 2026, and he's laughing like Lewis Hamilton did in 2014 that he's got a car that's 5 seconds quicker than everyone else. Don't know if that's necessarily going to happen, but it's a gamble worth doing, I think. But then, of course, that is thrilling, because if he does, I kind of want him to do that, because it also leaves a slot on Mercedes, and then the puzzle just keeps, the dominoes just keep falling, and it's like another change, another change, another change, and we can constantly be like excited for drivers just going everywhere.
Exactly. And I guess, you know, makes, I wouldn't say the most sense from a Carlos Sainz perspective, as I kind of argued that it, I just think it'd be a waste of a year for him to go into a car that's not going to be anything like the new regulations that we have in 2026. Yeah, he'll embed himself in the team, but realistically, I don't think that's a huge advantage, and probably will feel like a missed year for Carlos. But maybe that's the only route he has now, because I can't, there makes no sense for a straight swap, especially if Carlos has his sights set at Audi for 2026. Why would you go to Mercedes for a year? It's a waste for Mercedes, and it's a waste for Carlos, because you're putting resources into a driver that's not going to stay. So for me, I know that there's one man. There is one man that is sat here with or without a cigar. I don't know, it just feels like it kind of, the image just, he's a boss. Is Mr. Fernando Alonso just sitting back quietly looking at all of this drama, because he loves a bit of transfer driver market silly season drama, and he will at any point burn a contract to go somewhere else. I genuinely think Alonso will go to Mercedes.
That would be wild. We're going to have to do our silly season again, aren't we?
Yeah. Our predictions are finished now, mate. But
that is
why not? Why not? Because surely you want, Mercedes want a driver that is performing at the absolute top notch. If you have Carlos Sainz go there, one, it's a waste. And two, Carlos Sainz and George Russell, are you extracting the absolute thousandth out of that car? I would say not if you compare it to Fernando Alonso. Fernando Alonso was a top three driver last year. We saw incredible performances from him. Why not? Like, I just, what a move that would be for Alonso. I'm sure he has in his contract with Aston, if it's rubbish, then I can leave. And I, or maybe if he hasn't won or something, there must be something to get Alonso out there. He's the burner of all bridges. He knows how to get out of contracts. I see it. I genuinely would love to see, because Alonso and Russell, they get on so well as well.
They do, yeah.
Forget.
They've been partying
together.
They're
like besties. They're playing ping pong on private jets. I think Fernando will genuinely go to Mercedes.
Oh my God. This silly season is the GOAT. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to see how it's going to pan out. Like, that is a good theory. I think the options for me of, if Sainz does go to stake, I see it between Ocon, Albon, and maybe Alonso is a good shout. It all depends what Mercedes want to do. Of, like we said, that Ferrari now have this problem, but is it Mercedes now? Is it their chance to basically go, right, George is the golden boy now, put someone in that's going to grow with him? You could argue Esteban Ocon and a teammate is not the best idea.
Ocon so needs his not. Own Formula One team. Just, yeah, just him
Ocon, driving. Ocon a one-driver team, yeah. But Alex Albon, maybe. I think
he's
he'd
definitely
be a great,
shout as well.
He'd be a great number two driver to George. No disrespect to Albon. I think he'd be quick. He wouldn't be like complete number two driver, but I think he'd be that good level where he wouldn't. It wouldn't be too chaotic, and they're good mates as well. So,
what I would say, Tommy, is, and I mean no disrespect to GR63, has he proved he is the golden boy for Mercedes moving forward? Because for me, he's had some standout performances. Of course, he won at Brazil. He's one of the only drivers to have won in the last couple of years. But
last
he's
year,
also
he
had a very
didn't.
Lackluster season last year in particular. So for me, Mercedes, when you look at, you know, when you look at the results, of course, he beat Hamilton the year before. But of course, Team LH will argue that to the hills, that there was reliability and testing new setups
testing
for the
weird
rubbish car
and things, yeah.
and that sort of stuff. So for me, I don't think that Mercedes are in the position to go, yes, George, you are our future. You are our next 10-time world champion. So that's why I'm entertaining the fact that I think Alonso would.
Yeah.
I think Alonso would be a fantastic, just for a year or two, warm that seat up for Kimi Antonelli, and then you're absolutely flying.
You're on that hype train.
Oh, trust me, I feel like that is the future. But as of right now, I think Alonso has a couple of years, gets a few wins, maybe even a world championship if Mercedes sort their life out, and my God, Formula One would be a better place for it.
And also, you've got to think, with the greatest of respect to someone like Alex Albon or Ocon or someone, Formula One management and stuff, it's a game of egos. And like I mentioned earlier, Mercedes are going to be embarrassed that Lewis Hamilton has left that team. A legendary driver like Lewis Hamilton has left them. He doesn't believe in them. And what better way to be like, flex your muscles and be like, we've got Alonso. Like that is a big statement to be like, we've got Fernando Alonso. Whereas Alex Albon, he's had a fantastic year. He's been really, really good. But it's not like you're out your seat like, oh my God, Alex Albon's gone there. Whereas Alonso is like huge PR, like, oh my God, Alonso's gone to Mercedes. It's massive. Like, they are a huge manufacturer that have just lost the most commercially, you know, most commercial driver the sport's ever seen, and they're going to want to replace him with someone massive. So yeah, Alonso does. The more we're talking about it, Alonso does make more sense.
Look at
God, I love F1.
I know. Genuinely, the 2024 preseason has been better than 2023.
It really has. Oh, what a year already!
Oh, so my good. God, I am like, why can't this be now? Why do we have to wait a year to see Hamilton at Ferrari? What? Just saying that out loud. How is that real? Like, that's not real.
I just can't.
We could genuinely talk about this for 15 hours, I think. And I think we will also do another video/podcast, just kind of talking about the whole connotations of what is this move genuinely going to do to the whole driver market. We're going to maybe let the dust settle slightly with this one just to kind of figure out what is actually going on. but Tommy, unless you have anything else to add, give me your final thoughts.
My final thoughts are just thank you, the silly season gods. We were starved last season and you've dropped the greatest one in the history of Formula One. So thank you.
Yeah, I would say similarly, I am so excited to see Hamilton at Ferrari. I think that it's going to be an insane partnership between him and Leclerc. And I just really pray that, I don't know, on one side, I'm like, I really want Ferrari to be really, really good. But secondly, I want Charles to get a world championship. So that's going to be a conversation later down the line, I think. But anyway, we'll get on to that one. Am I going to cry or am I going to be happy? We'll have to find out. See you soon, everybody. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.